Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock here this afternoon, and I appreciate that message Pastor Lutz had in the last half hour for mothers, and that was a good one. I didn't get enough notes down. I think I'm going to have to call him and have me send that outline so I can use it on Sunday. No, no, it was a good message. It was good. If you had a chance to hear it, it was a blessing. But yeah, Mother's Day is coming up this coming Sunday, and so I want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. And also, something else I wanted to mention, in addition to Mother's Day, today marks the end of Nurses Week, National Nurses Week, and so I certainly want to say happy Nurses Week to all the nurses out there. And I remember telling my wife, saying, well, how come it's ending on Friday, not on Saturday? Shouldn't it run, you know, like Sunday to Saturday? And she pointed out, and I should know better since my wife is an RN and my daughter's a student nurse right now, it ends on Florence Nightingale's birthday. So that's why it ends every May on the 12th. So happy Mother's Day in advance to all of our mothers, and happy Nurses Week to all of our nurses out there. And we need both, and frequently that's a job that many mothers have fulfilled, whether they've been licensed practical nurses or registered nurses or any other type of nurse. They've done a lot of caregiving as a mother. They, you know, taking care of kids, bandaging up their boo-boos, and of course everybody knows that there's nothing better to help when a little child scrapes his knee or bumps his elbow is mom's kisses. That's always the best medicine. So yeah, so a little overlap between nurses and mothers there, but happy Mother's Day and happy Nurses Week out there. And just wanted to mention that before I said too much here. Want to thank you for listening today. You can join us today. Our toll-free number, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we can get you on the program here with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Got a couple things I want to mention here today, too, as well. And let's see. Let me go ahead and start us with a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to come on the air today. I want to thank you for opportunity that we can lift up our mothers here on Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, and also for those nurses out there that have given so much sacrificially to help take care of those with needs down through the years. So we just want to lift up the nurses that might be listening today as well. And Father, again, just bless the program today. Help us to use it for your glory. We just thank you and give you the honor and the glory, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I want to mention a couple other things here, too, before we get into our phone calls. Got a caller calling in here. And that is, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can listen to past programs there. You can listen or look at some other things that we have on there. You can also link to our Facebook page. We're on Facebook Live with Pastor Al on Facebook, and so I encourage you to check us out there and link to us on our Facebook page. Pray for a situation. Talk about nurses here a minute ago. Pray for a situation that's still, everything's still working out in Kirksville. Or Kirkersville, I guess it is, just outside of Columbus. I guess it's a little east of Columbus, central Ohio. There was a shooting at a nursing home there in Kirkersville, Ohio, and at least one police officer was shot, reportedly killed, and a couple of people in the hospital. And don't know about the status of the shooter, but last I heard on the news coming up to the station today is that the situation has been neutralized. So pray for the people there at the nursing home in Kirkersville and the family members, certainly of those that are wounded and that police officer's family. And, you know, you don't think as a nurse that you're going to be in a situation like this, but these things do happen, and they happen in a hospital, especially in some of the hospitals in our inner cities, in the ERs and places like that. In particular, you get some problems, and so pray for them. And then, of course, you know, these first responders that go out to things like this, pray for them. And we need to be in prayer for our country. The devil wants to destroy this country, and he is trying to destroy the people of this country, and that'll destroy the country certainly as well. So pray for that situation there, and I'm sure more will be coming out on this in the coming hours as we get closer to the evening news cycle. I'm sure they'll have some more information on this. And also, I just want to mention something here real quick as a follow-up to last week where we were talking about President Trump's executive order on religious liberty. There is a Free Speech Fairness Act, House Resolution 781, introduced in the federal Congress by Representative Steve Scalise in the House. And there's a companion bill, Senate bill or Senate resolution, I'm not sure which, 264. And that's been introduced by James Lankford in the Senate. James Lankford is the senator from Oklahoma who actually was a Baptist pastor, youth pastor, I believe, assistant pastor, and ran a youth camp in Oklahoma. I think it was the largest youth camp in the state of Oklahoma. And he is now serving in the U.S. Senate. So pray for these two men, James Lankford and Senator James Lankford and Representative Steve Scalise. Just thankful that they introduced these bills, the Free Speech Fairness Act. That's House Resolution 781 in the House, and in the Senate. It's either bill or resolution, but the number is 264. And this would directly overturn the Johnson Amendment. The executive order by President Trump last week was great, but executive orders can be changed very easily, and certainly the next president coming in could get rid of it entirely, which is something that President Trump has been doing a lot of, getting rid of some of President Obama's executive orders. But having it enshrined in law through the Congress, that'll make it a lot more secure than just an executive order. So pray for that. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But we have Nancy calling in here this afternoon. And Nancy, welcome to the program today.
Oh, thank you very much, Pastor Al. And I'm still just very, very pleased. And I know a lot of Christians are about, what President Obama did last week about religious freedom. And I'm really glad to hear about House Bill 781 and 264. Certainly be praying about that. And I just wanted to know, from your perspective and your great spiritual knowledge, I'm thinking about like the Bible verse, 2 Kings 14:3. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. And truly, President Trump is getting a lot of very excellent spiritual, biblical counsel from spiritual leaders like Franklin Graham. And can you think of an analogy of any political, spiritual leader in the Bible comparable to President Trump and what happened to him? I mean, President Trump is getting so much opposition from the liberals, and I just want to know if you can think of any king or political leader in the Bible and what happened to them. I'm just very concerned safety, and if you could speak on that, if you can think of anybody.
Sure, give me some thought to that, and while I'm at it, let me say Happy Nurses Week to you as well.
Thank you, and happy Nurses Week to your wife too.
Yeah, I know you spent a few years as a nurse, so.
To be honest, I was a nursing assistant.
Well, hey, that's close. We'll give that one to you for Nurses Week, I guess.
Okay.
But I thought you were a nurse.
I did go through 2/3 of a nursing school course, and I just dropped out for personal reasons. But most of my good friends were nurses.
Well, and when you're in nursing school, you're a student nurse, so...
Yeah, and I was a social worker. I graduated as a social worker. But anyhow, to get, this is Happy Nurses Week, but Happy Nurses Week to your wife. She's still involved in that. I know she's
She's working right now. So, she's a hospice nurse, and she spent many years in long-term care and working a lot with Alzheimer's and things like that. And for the last number of years, she's been a hospice nurse and enjoying it. So I appreciate God giving her that ability. And then, of course, my daughter's going to graduate from nursing school here next month. And so that's exciting. So that's exciting. So she's a student nurse right now. Super. So I better not forget Nurses Week around my house. So they have ways of taking care of me. So
just on a personal note, I just visited a patient in hospice last evening. I don't want to give the actual name, but his son, whom I'm good friends with, asked for prayer for his father because he's a lifelong Catholic, and one of his siblings, it might have been him, witnessed to his father to accept the Lord, and he did show, you know, really good encouragement that he did actually do this, and he just would ask for prayer that this was real. He did truly understand it. Right now, he can't talk, but he's a very, very wonderful father. He had eight children. And matter of fact, when I visited last night, there was 5 of them surrounding him. Yeah, very loving family. So I can't give you the exact name, but
the Lord knows who he is, and so.
Yes. Well, thank you. Well, if you can answer my question about 2 Kings 14:3, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. And I truly believe President Trump is doing this.
Yeah, I think he's trying to. And when you're talking about somebody who in a biblical figure like Trump, and this might be going in a slightly different direction here, but this, I think it would be like background towards what we were talking about there, trying to do what's right in the eyes of the Lord. You know, there was a lot of criticism about Trump, the candidate, back during the primary season, remember? And he certainly was not my first choice. He wasn't my second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or eighth choice. Mm-hmm. He was one of my last choices. But there has been a change in the man. If you compare him, even at the end of his campaign, prior to when he started out in the primaries, you know, when he first came down that escalator there in New York at Trump Tower, and somebody that puts me in mind here in the Bible is Nebuchadnezzar, who was a powerful man, and I'm not saying that Donald Trump was like Nebuchadnezzar, but as a billionaire, he certainly is a powerful man. This is somebody who was, you know, had everything the world had to offer. He was successful and all these things. But what you see in Daniel chapter 4 is Nebuchadnezzar, and I'll just sum it up for time's sake because got another caller coming in yet too. But many people are familiar with the story. This is where Daniel interprets the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, and the basis of the dream is there's a tree that's cut down, and the stump has a band of iron and brass put around it, and then for 7 years, and then it grows back again. And the interpretation of the dream is that Nebuchadnezzar would basically lose his mind and be driven from his throne and live like an animal in the wilderness for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes to pass. And it's interesting. Look at this change in Nebuchadnezzar that we see in Daniel chapter 4. And in Daniel chapter 4, starting verse 29, it says, at the end of 12 months, he, meaning Nebuchadnezzar, walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this the great, or this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is the old Trump, isn't it? Prideful.
Yes, it
look
is.
What I've done.
Yes.
Trump everywhere, Trump Tower, Trump Air, mm-hmm. you know, all this mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And then it says, while the word was yet in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee eat grass as oxen, and 7 times, that's 7 years, shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour is the thing fulfilled by Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, and his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And then notice this, he says in verse 34, the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever and ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what dost thou? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom my honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. I remember candidate Trump asked one time about his relationship with God, and he said something to the effect of, well, I've never done anything that I need to apologize for.
I remember that.
And now look at him today, you know, mm-hmm. lifting up the Lord in prayer and standing mm-hmm. up for Christians, his executive order that we talked about last week for freedom mm-hmm. Of speech amongst churches and Christians in this country. And see that change in Nebuchadnezzar, powerful man. God humbled mm-hmm. him. And then when he was given his kingdom back again, which also reflects, you know, the biblical principle of God setting up kings and taking them down, he now praises God. And
mm-hmm.
God put him in that position. You know, I never mm-hmm. thought he would win, you know, before that election.
Me neither.
And Hillary didn't either. But
absolutely.
That's why she was so upset.
That was certainly a case, I agree with you, a case of divine intervention.
Yeah.
God really put him in that position.
But you know, his...
Praise the Lord.
I was just going to say, his attitude seems to be a lot different now, doesn't it?
Oh, no question about it.
And that's why I sort of thought of Nebuchadnezzar there a little bit in terms
of
that.
Thank you. That's an excellent analogy. You answered my question perfectly.
Yeah. Now,
thank you so much.
And,
God bless you.
And I'll give you one more thought here. I won't turn there, but to a lesser degree, Joseph, remember, as Joseph tried to serve God, he didn't always do it in the most tactful manner. Remember, he would tell his dreams,
yeah.
and his brothers got upset, and there was always somebody who was going after him, Potiphar's wife, and then other people, you know, not remembering him, the butler and the baker, remember, in jail, and the butler was restored and all that, and forgot about him, and a lot of different things there too. I think you could make some analogies with Joseph a little bit, but
but
when you're saying that, Nebuchadnezzar kind of leaped out at me. I'd been reading a little bit about him lately.
That is the best analogy. Thank you so much. God bless, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Certainly, you too, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. I'm going to be with my family on Sunday. I'm very excited.
Great.
Thank you.
That sounds great. Well, thanks for calling, Nancy. And we'll talk to you again, I'm sure. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to get to another caller in just a moment. But I wanted to mention something here and or promote something here a little bit for a friend of mine. And it's something that you can listen to here in just a moment. We'll have a president of the United States speaking here in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, last night when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment that troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far. And so, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer.
This is how FDR announced to the nation that the liberation of Europe was underway, with the D-Day landings in Normandy 73 years ago. The Ohio Christian Alliance Annual Freedom Banquet is Thursday, May 25th at 7 p.m. at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton. Proceeds will benefit the effort to add the D-Day prayer to the World War II Memorial in D.C. Speakers are historian Bill Fetter of the American Minute and Frank Gaffney from the Center for Security Policy. To register, log on to ohioca.org or phone 330-887-1922. That's 330-887-1922.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And you can also visit our Facebook page. There's a link there for that as well. The Ohio Christian Alliance Spring Freedom Banquet with Frank Gaffney and Bill Fetterer. And they're also raising money, as I said, for the D-Day prayer memorial that's a part of the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. And you can find some of that information there online, either at our Facebook page link there or Ohio Christian Alliance, ohioca.org. And we'll be talking more about that as well, I think, as we get closer to some of these things as well. But anyway, back to our phone calls here today. You're listening to Live with Pastor Al, 888-677-9673. We've got Jeremiah calling in this afternoon. Jeremiah, welcome to the program today.
Yes, hi. This is Al Banner. I'd like to order a bacon cheeseburger, fries, and a Pepsi, please.
Well, I think you got the wrong number. I'd have to send you over to East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find them at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can order a pizza to go, 216-341-9100. Of course, that's one of our sponsors there. And so got an opportunity to fit them in.
You don't have your own diner?
No, I don't. I go over to East Coast Pizza and eat pizza about once a week. So it's always good.
The reason
good.
I'm calling is being Mother's Day, being Sunday, you know, the true mother was Jesus's mother when she gave the world Jesus birth.
Yeah, the young
Mother's
lady
for her.
Mary that was chosen of God, yes, to bear the Christ child. And
happy Mother's Day to Mother Mary.
Yeah, you know, another mother that's one of my favorite ones to think about as an example for mothers in the Bible is Samuel's mother back in 1 Samuel. What was his mother's name? Hannah. And what's really neat about her is, remember, she didn't have any children, and she promised that if God would give her children, that she would give her a son. She would give that son over to the Lord. And I'm trying to think. She lent. She said, "Here it is in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 20. It says, and Eli, he was the high priest, blessed Elkanah and his wife, and said, 'The Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord.' And they went into their own home. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord." And what's really fascinating about this is Hannah promised that if God gave her a son, she would give him over to the Lord for the Lord's service. And so Samuel was raised in you know, by Eli and became the last of the judges over Israel, and God gave her, for her loan of her son to him, gave her three more sons, two daughters, the privilege of being the mother to the last judge of Israel, and the privilege of giving birth to the man who went on to anoint the first two kings of Israel. Isn't that amazing? God blesses when you give things you love over to him, doesn't he?
Yeah, my mother's in heaven with Jesus.
And so is mine.
So I know where my mother is. I'm going to be with her someday. So.
Hey, Jeremiah, run out of time there, but thanks for bringing that up about Mary and giving birth, being the mother of Jesus, and a tremendous thing there. And again, as we're closing out here, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all our mothers that are listening. Happy Nurses Week and ending today. And I hope to see you. If you don't have a place to visit, visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. Take care. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.